ABC Radio Australia.
The Australian government is planning to introduce a new visa for farm workers, but critics say Pacific Islanders will lose out if it comes into effect. The agriculture visa will be offered to workers from Southeast Asian countries in the hope of filling Australia's labour gap. But as Jordan Fennell reports, one Australian farmer who supports the government's move also has concerns about the impact it will have on her existing workforce from Solomon Islands.
When COVID-19 border closures caused a labour shortage in Australia, Karen McCarthy says that it was seasonal workers that saved her farm.
We were very lucky to have our Solomon workers already with us on the ground when COVID hit, and they opted to stay with us throughout the whole season, and we certainly would have been lost without them.
For the last 8 years, her Queensland farm has employed workers from Solomon Islands exclusively under the Seasonal Worker Program.
We adore them. The community adores our Pacific workers. They certainly have brought economic value into our own little regional town as well. That's where they spend their earnings. And they're very well respected.
Despite programs like this bringing in workers from the Pacific, farmers still need more hands helping with their harvest.
We need more workers in Australia. We're so productive. Agriculture, horticulture, you know, we've got the very best produce here in Australia. We just need the help to get it out of the ground and onto your plate.
They've been calling on the government to fill Australia's agriculture labour shortage for years. And now the government has responded, announcing a new visa will be offered to the 10 Southeast Asian countries that make up the ASEAN Economic Union. But the Australian Minister for Agriculture, David Littleproud, says eventually it could be opened up to more countries.
This is a new ag visa that will supplement and complement the Seasonal Worker Program and Pacific Labour Scheme.
Details of the agriculture-specific visa have not been confirmed, but it's understood to be part of Australia's new free trade deal with the UK, announced by Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
One of the biggest challenges we have, particularly in COVID, is when there's such restriction on movements of people, we need to meet those workforce challenges to ensure our primary producers in particular can make the most of the linear agreement we've agreed here today.
Under the deal, British backpackers will no longer be required to work on farms to extend their holiday visas, with the ASEAN countries expected to make up the labour shortfall. But the director of the Development Policy Centre at the Australian National University, Professor Stephen Howes, says if the visa comes into effect, seasonal workers from the Pacific will lose out.
It will compete with the SWP and the PLS. You know, obviously it's easier to recruit from a large economy like Indonesia and Vietnam than it is from Vanuatu or Tonga. So once you open up the scheme to those larger economies, employers are going to flock there rather than to the Pacific.
Professor Howes says the visa announcement reflects poorly on Australia's relationship with the region.
You know, the Pacific Step Up is one of the flagship policies of this government, and at the heart of the Pacific Step Up is labour mobility for the Pacific, and extending the seasonal worker opportunities beyond the Pacific is obviously going to undermine the SWP and, you know, antagonise the Pacific. So you really wonder whether this announcement's been thought through from a strategic policy.
In Vanuatu, opposition MP Matai Seremaia has also voiced his concerns.
Provided that now there will be competition, I think the government needs to really look into it and see where the problem arises that gave to the idea of Australia moving to the east instead of the Pacific.
And Mr. Seremaia is calling on Australia to prioritise its relationship with the Pacific.
We are in a situation, sir, where we really need to see our big brother in the Pacific to look after us by giving us the opportunity. But again, ourselves as the government need to look into policies that will be beneficial for both Australia and Vanuatu in relation to the scheme.
And while Kerry McCarthy says any announcement of more workers is a welcome one, she worries about the impact it could have on her recruits from Solomon Islands.
You know, I am concerned about the detrimental effect that a huge influx of ASEAN workers may have to both the Seasonal Worker Program and the Pacific Labour Scheme. Certainly with new workers coming in from the ASEAN area on the new ag visa, we would certainly need to see some similar mechanisms in place support those workers as well.
That was Kerry McCarthy, a farmer in Queensland who employs seasonal workers from Solomon Islands. That story from Jordan Fennell in production with Marion Farr.